Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, welcome to Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. I am your host, Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi. One of the keys of life is eating and drinking. And I mean it's a key of life because eating and drinking, it's one of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you have a blessing from Allah, we need to know what to do with it and how to deal with it. Because sometimes a blessing could turn into a punishment. A blessing could become a cause of misery for us if we don't know how to deal with it. And if we look at the Islamic religion and we look at the Quran or the Hadith of the Ahlul Bayt, they gave this aspect of life, eating and drinking, a lot of emphasis. We have many hadith in this regard and verses of the Quran from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. So when it comes to food, when it comes to drinking and what have you, these things have been mentioned in the hadith of the Ahlul Bayt. Even Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi as-salam, he says, لا تزال هذه الأمة بخير. This nation, it will remain in a good status. ما لم يلبسوا لباس العجم ويطعموا طعام العجم. As long as they do not wear the clothes of those who are foreigners and eat their food as well. فإن فعلوا ذلك, if they start to copy them in the way they dress and in the way they eat, for example, if we follow the West in this regard, فإن فعلوا ذلك ضربهم الله بالذل. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hit them with being humiliated. They will be humiliated. Why? Because they're copying other people. So we should not copy people when it comes to their food habits. Rather, we need to learn our Islamic etiquettes. So I want to talk about the etiquettes of eating food from an Islamic perspective. All right? Now, the first etiquette of eating in Islam is to wash your hand prior to eating. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, اغسلوا أيديكم ثم اشربوا فيها. Wash your hands, then drink with it. So if you want to drink with your hand and there's no cup, before you use your hand for drinking, make sure you wash it. فليس من إناء أطيب من اليد. There is no container, there is no plate, there is no cup better than the hand. So if you want to drink water, drink with your hand, but make sure you wash it first. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam says, when it comes to drinking, do not drink from the head of the cup or the jug. Because, you know, some of the jugs and some of the cups, they have this tiny thing at, you know, at one of sides of it where you pour the water so the water goes through it, as we call it in Arabic, mizab. Don't drink from that. Drink from the other edges. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says it is the place where it accumulates dirt and accumulates diseases. Now, let us take a short break and then we'll talk about that more.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
Imam,
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatihul Hayat. Just before the break, we said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, do not drink from the heads of the cup or the jug, drink from the other sides. And I think we've spoken about this in other episodes where we said usually this place, because it's sticking out, it usually accumulates more dirt and more viruses. So it's best to drink from other sides. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, when he talks about containers and things that we drink with, he says, do not eat or drink in anything that is silver or gold. And the Prophet says, إِنَّ الَّذِي يَأْكُلُ أَوْ يَشْرُبُ فِي آنِيَةِ الْفِضَّةِ وَالذَّهَبِ إِنَّمَا يُجَرْجُرُ فِي بَطْنِهِ نَارُ جَهَنَّمِ. He who eats and drinks in utensils that are made from silver and gold, he is dragging hell to his stomach. I mean, at what stage would I and you have cups and plates and utensils made from gold and silver? That's when we quite rich, right? I mean, could you imagine me having a cup that's made from gold? I mean, unless I'm so rich. Now, the problem with being so rich and to the stage where your utensils, your plates are made from gold and silver, then you're literally living a life of luxury, a life of, you know, just caring about yourself and indulging yourself. This state of indulgement is obviously putting me away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the lap of shaitan. So in another way, the Prophet says, you're dragging hell towards yourself. You're putting yourself in harm's way. You're bringing hell into your stomach. Stay away from these things. Why? Because if you think that, oh, look at me, I have a silver spoon and a golden spoon, then obviously that's not a good look for a Muslim, for a pious person. So we need to stay away from that. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, don't drink from the handle of a cup or a jug. لا يشربن أحدكم الماء من مجاورة عروة الإناء. Do not drink from the side where the handle is placed. And why is that, Ya Rasulullah? He said also, فَإِنَّهُ مُجْتَمَعُ الْأَوْسَخِ. It is a place where also dirt is accumulated. So don't drink from the place where the water falls and not from the handle side. You drink from the other sides. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi talks more about this, but I would leave it. Another aspect when it comes to place that we drink from, hadith from Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, he says, don't drink from a plate that is broken. So when a person says to him, you know, what are the limitations when it comes to drinking from a cup? He says, أَنْ لَا تَشْرَبَ مِنْ مَوْضَعٍ كُسِرَ إِنْ كَانَبَ. If you have a cup and it's broken, do not drink from the side or from the place where it is broken. فَإِنَّهُ مَجْلِسُ الشَّيْطَانِ. For it is the place of shaitan. Again, shaitan here means viruses and dirt. Because it's broken, so all this dirt falls into this crack. And then when I drink, everything comes with the water and then I become diseased. We'll leave it here and we will continue in other episodes. Until then, take care of yourselves. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams, hear the children's screams.
That was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.